The graphic videos of mistreatment of Northern Territory children in youth detention on Four Corners last night have already prompted a royal commission and the sacking of a territory government minister. But the fallout doesn't end there. The footage of incidents in youth detention between 2010 and 2015 showed children being tear-gassed, held for long periods in isolation, and hooded and shackled to a restraint chair, treatment described in the programme as nothing less than torture. The Northern Territory Chief Minister Adam Giles is now under pressure to explain why his government, which already had much of the footage, didn't act sooner. This afternoon, Indigenous groups described the treatment as barbaric and called for the Northern Territory government to be dissolved. Sarah Everingham reports from Darwin.
The Prime Minister has announced a royal commission. The Northern Territory Minister for Corrections, John Elferink, has been stripped of that portfolio. But for the Northern Territory's largest Indigenous organisations, the response to last night's Four Corners on youth detention in the Northern Territory is not enough. At a press conference in Darwin's CBD this afternoon, Olga Havnen, the CEO of Darwin's Danila Dilba Health Service, said it was time for the Northern Territory government, facing an election in a month, to be dissolved right away.
Quite frankly, what we've called for today is for the federal government to make a move to abolish or remove the current government. You know, anybody that abuses their power in this kind of way have forfeited their rights to form government, in my view.
The organisations are angered by the Northern Territory Chief Minister's claim that he was shocked to see the footage last night.
The reports that had been made in the past had been referred to police and investigations had been undertaken. Any complaints that were made were referred to either the Attorney General's Department or to the Police Department for investigation. What came up last night was new information that I understand that both police nor Attorney Generals had been aware of in the past, and that's why that's now being referred again.
The Territory Government had received several reports on the treatment shown on Four Corners and was already in possession of the footage aired last night. One of the incidents shown on the program was the 2014 tear gassing of six teenagers after they'd been held for long periods in isolation. The Territory Government commissioned its own report. The Northern Territory Children's Commissioners, Howard Barth and Colleen Gwynne, held a separate inquiry. Both reports were made public, reported by the NT media, and the Territory Government was given the reports along with footage. But today, the Chief Minister, Adam Giles, insisted that watching Four Corners last night was the first time he'd seen the vision. The Chief Minister, Adam Giles, was questioned today about that claim.
With respect, John Elferink was well aware of the material that was in last night's Four Corners programs. So it's a little disingenuous, isn't it, to suggest that this government had no idea about what was happening in Dondale?
Sorry, you finished your question? Yeah. So, look, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is all information that was provided has been sent off for either a review or a police investigation. Police have acted on what they've been referred, what's been referred to them, and anything that's been referred to a review has sought to be fully implemented by government.
Why haven't you seen the footage?
Well, I said earlier that I think there's been a culture of cover-up. I think there's been a culture of cover-up going on for many a long years. The footage that we saw last night, going back to 2010, and I predict this has gone on for a very long time. Now, whether or not that footage has got to the level of the previous Corrections Minister or the previous Corrections Commissioner or whatever that has been, I do think that there has been a reluctance for that information to come forward. We've now seen it. It's the first time I've seen it, and we're going to take action on this.
The Chief Minister also told reporters today that last night was the first time he'd seen footage of a teenager in detention in Alice Springs being wrestled to the ground and held down after threatening self-harm. Guards were charged over that case. The Supreme Court later found their actions were lawful. Video of the incident was shown on ABC News in 2014.
The Alice Springs incident that was featured last night, that was the subject of a Supreme Court case and an acquittal. The footage of that is available on the internet. Are you saying you haven't seen that? And if you have seen it, are you satisfied with the investigation and the court outcome?
The first time I saw the footage was on television last night.
The Northern Territory opposition leader, Michael Gunner, has accepted that in government, Labor didn't do enough. He promises to make improvements in youth detention if Labor wins the election in August.
I'm happy to accept responsibility if we have not advocated hard enough in this space, but we have fought the CLP consistently during this term on the decisions they have made in youth justice.
Almost all the children in juvenile detention in the Northern Territory are Indigenous. The Federal Minister for Indigenous Affairs, Nigel Scullion, thinks it's not good enough that former Corrections Minister John Elferink still hangs on to his other portfolios, including children and families.
Well, that's a matter for Adam Giles, but my opinion is no.
Nigel Scullion is also a senator for the Northern Territory and defends how much attention he's paid to youth detention.
I can recall back in October, vaguely last year, there was some commentary in the media about this. Since I assumed that the Northern Territory government were taking care of this matter and that I didn't take any further action in that.
The Northern Territory's Corrections Commissioner Mark Payne today told media the government has implemented recommendations of reports on the tear gassing at Don Dale and that another review of youth detention is due on Friday.
We have also applied the recommendations. I'm working with the Children's Commissioner to continue to apply the recommendations that flow from those reports.
In a statement, the current Children's Commissioner, Colleen Gwynne, says it's disappointing that so many recommendations from her report on the tear gassing at Don Dale have still not been implemented. She says an urgent response would have been more appropriate.
Sarah Everingham.